Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Michigan City Public Library podcast. I'm Miss Dana, and today we are going to try and get back into the swing of things and discuss some anticipated releases coming out in 2024. There's so much to look forward to in terms of the library. We have more adult events than ever, and our collection is ever evolving. So first, let's get into our events for the month. For adults, we have, all during January and February, is our winter reading bingo. Stop by the reference desk to pick up a bingo sheet and complete 5 fun reading-related activities in a row up, down, across, or diagonally. Enter your bingo card for a chance to win an Amazon gift card. Do you have genealogy questions? Stop by on Tuesdays from 1 to 4 p.m. to see volunteer Pat Harris. She can give you tips and advice on how to research your family tree or find genealogical records. Do you find painting relaxing but worry too much about it being perfect? Bad Art Night is a recurring event every third Thursday of the month from 5 to 7 p.m. where you can get creative with no pressure. It's all about having a good time and embracing the silly side of art. All materials are provided, just drop in. Calling crafters, the Nita Arts Club is always welcoming more people to their growing community, whether you crochet, knit, needlepoint, cross stitch, hand stitch, or do another craft. They meet every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. If you've read a good book recently, join our Any Book Club to gush about it. It's all the benefits of a book club, like a safe space to discuss your favorite books, a collection of open-minded readers looking for the next recommendation, and basically takes away the pressure of having to read the same book and feeling like you have to like it. The Any Book Club meets every second Monday of the month. And finally, for January adult programs, we are showing the film A Haunting in Venice on Friday, January 19th at 2 p.m. A Haunting in Venice is set in eerie post-World War II Venice on All Hallows' Eve and is a terrifying mystery featuring the return of the celebrated sleuth Hercule Poirot. Now retired and living in self-imposed exile in the world's most glamorous city, Poirot reluctantly attends a séance at a decaying haunted palazzo. When one of the guests is murdered, the detective is thrust into a sinister world of shadows and secrets. The film is rated PG-13 and runs 1 hour and 43 minutes. Moving into events for kids and families, first we have Storytime, returning every Wednesday at 10 a.m. starting on January 17th. Join Mr. Dave and Miss Dana for stories, activities, songs, and crafts each Wednesday. It is for children ages birth through 5, accompanied by an adult. Every Tuesday from 3:30 to 5 p.m., we break out the Lego WeDos, MicroBits, 3D pens, and more during creative tech activities. For kids ages 6 to 17, let your imagination be the limit with our tech toys. On January 25th from 4 to 5 p.m., learn to code with Scratch by working through projects, sharing ideas, and exploring your creativity. Scratch is a coding platform to create your own stories, video games, and animations for kids ages 7 to 17. And finally, for our family-friendly events, we have a bubble dance party. Join us on Friday, January 26th from 4 to 5 p.m. to dance and groove surrounded by bubbles. This is for kids of all ages. It's been a while since I've recorded a podcast episode, and obviously a lot has happened in that time in our community and at the library. We have a hardworking and passionate group of employees here who work hard to provide both excellent customer service as well as organize and conduct the events for adults, teens, and children alike. I'm very proud to call these incredible individuals my coworkers, and hopefully you can find something of value at the library, whether it be events, our online resources like databases and ebooks, the microfilm, or of course, the books, movies, magazines, and more. There's just a lot to look forward to in 2024 in terms of books and movies. Now, please keep in mind that just because I mention it as an upcoming release, there is always the chance that the library might not be able to obtain it. But let's first talk about upcoming movies for adults. Releasing in theaters on March 1st is Dune Part 2. Starring Timothée Chalamet as Paul Atreides, as he unites with Chani and the Fremen while seeking revenge against the conspirators who destroyed his family. Facing a choice between the love of his life and the fate of the universe, he must prevent a terrible future that only he can foresee. Next is The Fall Guy, starring Ryan Gosling. Colt Seavers, a battered and past-his-prime stuntman, finds himself working on a film set with the famous star for whom he doubled long ago. When the star goes missing and the film, which is being directed by Colt's ex-girlfriend, is in danger of being shut down, he volunteers to investigate the disappearance and find the missing actor. The Fall Guy hits theaters on May 3rd. Next is a movie I'm personally looking forward to, Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. Anya Taylor-Joy will play the younger version of Furiosa as she falls into the hands of a great biker horde led by the warlord Dementis after being snatched from the green place of many mothers. Sweeping through the wasteland, they come across the Citadel, presided over by the Immortan Joe. As the two tyrants fight for dominance, Furiosa soon finds herself in a nonstop battle to make her way home. Furiosa will be in theaters starting May 24th. And finally, there isn't much known about this film yet, but there is an untitled Deadpool film that will be coming out on July 26th. The vague summary is that Wolverine is recovering from his injuries when he crosses paths with the loudmouth Deadpool. They team up to defeat a common enemy. There are also a fair amount of exciting movies coming out for kids in 2024. First, there is a Netflix original film, Orion and the Dark. Orion seems a lot like your average elementary school kid, shy, unassuming, harboring a secret crush. But underneath his seemingly normal exterior, Orion is a ball of adolescent anxiety, completely consumed by irrational fears of bees, dogs, the ocean, cell phone waves, murderous gutter clowns, and even falling off a cliff. But of all his fears, the thing he is most afraid of is what he confronts on a nightly basis, the dark. So when the literal embodiment of his worst fear pays a visit, the dark whisks Orion away on a roller coaster ride around the world to prove that there is nothing to be afraid of in the night. As the unlikely pair grow closer, Orion must decide if he can learn to accept the unknown, to stop letting fear control his life and finally embrace the joy of living. Orion and the Dark will be on Netflix starting February 2nd. The next installment of Kung Fu Panda comes out on March 8th. Kung Fu Panda 4 stars Jack Black again as Po, who must train a new warrior when he's chosen to become the spiritual leader of the Valley of Peace. However, when a powerful shape-shifting sorceress sets her eyes on his Staff of Wisdom, he suddenly realizes he's going to need some help. Teaming up with a quick-witted Corsac Fox, Po soon discovers that heroes can be found in the most unexpected places. Kung Fu Panda 4 comes out on March 8th. Another anticipated sequel is Inside Out 2. We return to the mind of newly minted teenager Riley, just as headquarters is undergoing a sudden demolition to make room for something entirely unexpected, new emotions. Joy, sadness, anger, fear, and disgust, who've been running a successful operation up until now, aren't sure how to feel when anxiety shows up, and it looks like she's not alone. Inside Out 2 hits theaters on June 14th. And finally, for upcoming kids' movies, is Despicable Me 4, which will be coming out on July 3rd. The plot has not been confirmed, but it's supposed to be a direct sequel to Despicable Me 3, where Gru, Lucy, and their adopted kids are moving forward as a family. And that's it for some eagerly anticipated movie releases. Now, let's move on to books. Starting with adult books, first is what I know is a very much anticipated release, House of Flame and Shadow by Sarah J. Maas. Bryce Quinlan never expected to see a world other than Midgard, but now that she has, all she wants is to get back. Everything she loves is in Midgard, her family, her friends, her mate. Stranded in a strange new world, she's going to need all her wits about her to get home again. And that's no easy feat when she has no idea who to trust. Hunt has found himself in some deep holes in his life, but this one might be the deepest of all. After a few brief months with everything he's ever wanted, he's in the Asteri dungeons again, stripped of his freedom and without a clue as to Bryce's fate. He's desperate to help her, but until he can escape the Asteri's leash, his hands are quite literally tied. Sarah J. Maas's Crescent City series continues to reach new heights as Bryce and Hunt's world is brought to the brink of collapse with its future resting on their shoulders. House of Flame and Shadow will be released on January 31st. Next is a paranormal romance, Bride by Allie Hazelwood. Misery Lark, the only daughter of the most powerful vampire councilman of the Southwest, is an outcast again. Her days of living among the humans are over, and she has been called upon to uphold a historic peacekeeping alliance between the vampires and their mortal enemies, the Wares. And she sees little choice but to surrender herself in the exchange again. Wares are ruthless and unpredictable, and their alpha, Lo Morland, is no exception. He rules his pack with absolute authority, but not without justice. And, unlike the Vampire Council, not without feeling. It's clear from the way he tracks Misery's every movement that he doesn't trust her. If only he knew how right he was. Because Misery has her own reasons to agree to this marriage of convenience, reasons that have nothing to do with politics or alliances, and everything to do with the only thing she's ever cared about. And she is willing to do whatever it takes to get back what's hers, even if it means a life alone in Ware territory. Alone with the wolf. Bride will be published on February 6th. Another well-known author has her next book coming out in April. Funny Story by Emily Henry follows Daphne, who's always loved the way her fiancé Peter told their story. From how they met, on a blustery day, fell in love, over an errant hat, and moved back to his lakeside hometown to begin their life together. He was really good at telling it, right up until the moment he realized he was actually in love with his childhood best friend, Petra. Which is how Daphne begins her new story. Stranded in beautiful Waning Bay, Michigan, without friends or family, but with a dream job as a children's librarian. That barely pays the bills. And proposing to be roommates with the only person who could possibly understand her predicament, Petra's ex, Miles Nowak. Scruffy and chaotic, with a penchant for taking solace in the sounds of love-break heart ballads, Miles is exactly the opposite of practical, buttoned-up Daphne, whose co-workers know so little about her, they have a running bet that she's either FBI or in witness protection. The roommates mainly avoid one another, until one day, while drowning their sorrows, they form a tenuous friendship and a plan. If said plan also involves posting deliberately misleading photos of their summer adventures together, well, who could blame them? But it's all for show, of course, because there's no way Daphne would actually start her new chapter by falling in love with her ex-fiancé's new fiancé's ex, right? Funny Story comes out on April 24th. And finally, for adult books, from the author of The Devil in the White City, is The Demon of Unrest by Eric Larson. On November 6th, 1860, Abraham Lincoln became the fluky victor in a tight race for the presidency. The country was bitterly at odds. Southern extremists were moving ever closer to destroying the Union, with one state after another seceding, and Lincoln powerless to stop them. Slavery fueled the conflict, but somehow the passions of North and South came to focus on the lonely federal fortress in Charleston, Fort Sumner. Master storyteller Eric Larson offers a gripping account of the chaotic months between Lincoln's election and the Confederacy's shelling of Sumter, a period marked by tragic errors and miscommunications, inflamed egos and craven ambitions, personal tragedies and betrayals. Lincoln himself wrote that the trials of these 5 months were so great Could I have anticipated them? I would not have believed it possible to survive them. Drawing on diaries, secret communiques, slave ledgers, and plantation records, Larson gives us a political horror story that captures the forces that led America to the brink. A dark reminder that we often don't see a cataclysm coming until it's too late. The Demon of Unrest comes out on April 30th. Moving into young adult books, we have A Fragile Enchantment by Alison Saft. Neve has never let herself long for more. The magic in her blood that lets her stitch emotions and memories into fabric is the same magic that will eventually kill her. Determined to spend the little time she has left guaranteeing a better life for her family, Neve jumps at the chance to design the wardrobe for a royal wedding in the neighboring kingdom of Avaland. But Avaland is far from the fairy tale that she imagined. While young nobles attend candlelit balls and elegant garden parties, unrest brews among the working class. The groom himself, Kit Carmine, is prickly, abrasive, and begrudgingly being dragged to the altar as a political pawn. But when Neve and Kit grow closer, an unlikely friendship blossoms into something more, until an anonymous columnist starts buzzing about their chemistry, promising to leave them alone only if Neve helps to uncover the royal family secrets. The rot at the heart of Avaland runs deep, but exposing it could risk a future she never let herself dream of, and a love she never thought possible. Transporting readers to a Regency England-inspired fantasy world, A Fragile Enchantment is a sweeping romance threaded with intrigue, unforgettable characters, and a love story for the ages. A Fragile Enchantment will be available on January 2nd. Next is These Deadly Prophecies by Andrea Tang. Being an apprentice for one of the world's most famous sorcerers has its challenges. Tabitha Zhang just didn't think that they would include solving crime. But when her boss, the infamous fortune teller, Sorcerer Solomon, predicts his own brutal death, and worse, it comes true, Tabitha finds herself caught in the crosshairs. The police have their sights set on her and Callum Solomon, her murdered boss's youngest son. With suspicion swirling around them, the two decide to team up to find the real killer and clear their own names once and for all. But solving a murder isn't as easy as it seems, especially when the suspect list is mostly the rich, connected, and magical members of Sorcerer Solomon's family. And Tabitha can't quite escape the nagging voice in her head just how much she can really trust Callum Solomon. Nothing is as it seems in this quick-witted and fantastical murder mystery. These Deadly Prophecies will be published on January 30th. Next, for fans of the show or the video game The Last of Us, is Hearts Still Beating by Brooke Archer. 17-year-old Mara is dead. Mostly. Infected with a virus that brought the dead back to life and the world to its knees, she wakes up in a facility to learn a treatment for the disease has been found. No longer a tick, Mara is placed in an experimental resettlement program, but her recovery is complicated by her destination. She's sent to live with the best friend she hasn't seen since the world ended, and since their first and only kiss. 17-year-old Rory is alive, barely. With impaired mobility from an injury and a dead sister, Rory's nightmares are just as monstrous as the ticks that turned her former best friend. Even after the island, one of a handful of surviving communities, rebuilds itself, Rory is prepared for the ticks to return at any time. She never expected them to come in the form of the only girl she's ever loved. As the girls struggle with their pasts and the people they've become, and with the island's fragile peace in the balance, Rory and Mara must lean on each other to survive, or risk losing the girl they love all over again. Hearts Still Beating will be published on April 2nd. And last but not least for YA is Blood in the Root by Ladarian Williams. 10 years ago, Malik's life changed forever the night his mother mysteriously vanished and he discovered he had uncontrollable powers. Since then, he has kept his abilities hidden, looking out for himself and his younger foster brother, Tay. Now, at 17, Malik is finally ready to start a new life for both of them, far from the trauma of his past. However, a daring act to rescue Tay reveals an unexpected connection with his long-lost grandmother. A legendary conjurer with ties to a hidden magical university that Malik's mother attended. At Kaiman University, Malik's eyes are open to a future he could have never envisioned for himself, one that includes the reappearance of his first love, Alexis. His search for answers about his heritage, his powers, and what really happened to his mother exposes the cracks in their magical community as it faces a reawakened evil dating back to the Haitian Revolution. Together with Alexis, Malik discovers a lot beneath the surface of feuding covens and magical politics, forbidden knowledge, and buried mysteries. In a wholly unique saga of family, history, and community, Malik must embrace his legacy to save what's left of his old family as well as his new one. Exploring the roots and secrets that connect us in an unforgettable contemporary setting, this heart-pounding fantasy series opener is a rich tapestry of atmosphere, intrigue, and emotion. Blood in the Root will be published on May 7th. Moving into middle grade books, first is Shark Teeth by Sherry Winston. Sharkita, or Kita, Hayes, is always waiting. Waiting for her mama to mess up. Waiting for social services to be called again. Waiting for her and her siblings to be separated. Waiting for her worst fear to come true. But mama promises things are different now. She's got a good job. She stopped drinking. Stopped going out every night. It's almost enough to make Kita believe her this time. But even as Kita's life is going good, she can't shake the feeling that everything could go up in flames at any moment. When her assistant principal and trusted dance coach start asking questions about her home life, Kita is more determined than ever to keep up appearances and make sure her family stays together, even if it means falling apart herself. As the threat of her family being separated again circles like a shark in the water, the pressure starts to get to Kita. But could it be that Kita's worst fear is actually the best thing that could happen to her family and to her? Shark Teeth will be published on January 16th. Next is Across So Many Seas by Ruth Behar. In 1492, during the Spanish Inquisition, Benavida and her family are banished from Spain for being Jewish and must flee the country or be killed. They journey by foot and by sea, eventually settling in Istanbul. Over four centuries later, in 1923, shortly after the Turkish War of Independence, Reina's father disowns her for a small act of disobedience. He ships her away to live with an aunt in Cuba to be wed in an arranged marriage when she turns 15. In 1961, Reina's daughter, Allegra, is proud to be a brigadista, teaching literacy in the countryside for Fidel Castro. But soon, Castro's crackdowns force her to flee to Miami all alone, leaving her parents behind. Finally, in 2003, Allegra's daughter Paloma is fascinated by all the journeys that had to happen before she could be born. A keeper of memories, she's thrilled by the opportunity to learn more about her heritage on a family trip to Spain, where she makes a momentous discovery. Though many years and many seas separate these girls, they are united by a love of music and poetry, a desire to belong and to matter, a passion for learning, and their longing for a home where all are welcome. And each is lucky to stand on the shoulders of their courageous ancestors. Across So Many Seas will be available on February 6th. Next is Not the Worst Friend in the World by Anne Relihan. It is the 34th day of sixth grade at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Catholic School in Missouri, and 11-year-old Lou wishes she could rewind time. Lou wants to go back to the ninth day of sixth grade, the day before she fought with her best friend, Francine, and said terrible, horrible things she can't unsay. Or better yet, she would go back to fifth grade when Francine was still the old Francine. Then the new girl, Cece, passes Lou a mysterious note. It says she was kidnapped. If Lou can help Cece, maybe she can prove she's not the worst friend in the world. But an observant Lou uncovers the complicated truth about Cece's family, and she starts to panic. Can she help Cece without hurting her? Or will Lou end up losing another friend instead? Not the Worst Friend in the World comes out on February 6th. And finally for middle grade is Max in the House of Spies by Adam Gidwitz. Max does not want to move to London. Leaving home is hard, and Max is alone for the first time in his life, but not for long. Max is surprised to discover that he's been joined by two unexpected traveling companions, one on each shoulder, a kobold and a diebook named Berg and Stein. Germany is becoming more and more dangerous for Jewish families, but Max is determined to find a way back home and back to his parents. He has a plan to return to Berlin. It merely involves accomplishing the impossible and becoming a British spy. Max in the House of Spies comes out on February 27th. And finally, there are some picture books that you should keep an eye out for. Starting with Go Forth and Tell, The Life of Augusta Baker, Librarian and Master Storyteller, by Brianna J. McDaniel and illustrated by April Harrison. Before Augusta Braxton Baker became a storyteller, she was an excellent story listener. Her grandmother brought stories like Briar Rabbit and Arthur and Excalibur to life, teaching young Augusta that when there's a will, there's a way. When she grew up, Ms. Baker began telling her own fantastical stories to children at the 135th Street branch of the New York Public Library in Harlem. But she noticed that there were hardly any books at the library that featured Black people in respectful, uplifting ways. Thus began her journey of championing books, writers, librarians, and teachers, centering Black stories, educating and inspiring future acclaimed authors like Audre Lorde and James Baldwin along the way. As Mrs. Baker herself put, "Children of all ages want to hear stories. Select well, prepare well, and then go forth and just tell." Go Forth and Tell will be available on February 6th. Next is The Crayons Love Our Planet by Drew DeWalt and illustrated by Oliver Jeffers. The Crayons love our planet and are proud of their contributions. White ice caps, green trees, blue oceans and skies, brown soil, and more. Even Beige is proud of his wheat. This humorous mini hardcover book shows the beauty of our planet and why it needs all of us to be complete. The Crayons Love Our Planet will be published on February 20th. Next is I Am Extraordinary by Stephen Curry and illustrated by Geneva Bowers. It's the first day of school for Zoe, a young girl with hearing loss who dreams of playing on her school's soccer team. But self-conscious of her hearing aids, Zoe is too nervous to try out. With the help and perspectives of new friends, what begins as a bumpy, anxiety-filled start for Zoe soon transitions into an eye-opening experience about what it means to be different and what it means to be extraordinary. I Am Extraordinary teaches kids how to look inside themselves to find self-acceptance and the confidence to achieve any goal. You can find I Am Extraordinary on shelves on March 12th. And finally, for our upcoming picture book releases, Gorgeously Me by Jonathan Van Ness and illustrated by Kamala Nair. Being true to yourself and showing the world who you are isn't always easy. Gorgeously Me assures young readers that they are loved and cherished exactly as they are. A joyous lyrical ode of pride and self-love and a celebration of all things that make us exceptional. Gorgeously Me will be published on April 30th. There are so many 2024 new releases that we can all look forward to, and this is just a small taste. I will be featuring new items to the library in future podcast episodes with focuses on monthly genres, so please tune in again. Until the next chapter, this is Miss Dana signing off. Bye.